problems with my laptop.
Okay.
So I have a little less time to complete.
Okay.
Number four, number four.
What was?
Didn't work anymore.
The laptop.
I'm trying to run those.
Hungry.
Project manager.
Yes. Yes.
Our project manager.
Your project manager. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting for Real Reaction. Hello again. It's the same as the last time. Also this time there will be three presentations. And we must reach a decision on the remote control contracts. And at the end, when I finish it off, I have some info from a master class I visited. I have some information.
Do you remember?
Master. He's a master.
The concepts on where we must reach a decision on are from are of two sorts: component concepts and user interface concepts. The first one is really about the total package with well, we have decided to do the with the touchscreen, but there must be a case around it so it won't be as breakable. How about the energy? Can you reload it or just bury it, which you must exchange? The user interface concept, with the type and the supplement, so where to put what button. And I would say, yes, can you begin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. At the end, I will take notes.
Okay.
At the end of the minutes, we'll be at the sharp.
Let me see. I think it's this one. Ha! Huh. Right. Well, I'll be talking about components. What I did was I reviewed previously used items by two different age groups, below 45 and above. And I just watched what the differences are and I checked, well, what do we want and how can we aim at the target group. Well, what I found was that senior citizens...
sorry.
it's okay. they like the traditional materials like wood and such, more wood and chrome. And they like straightforward shapes, and they like luxurious styles. Whereas the young and dynamic, they like more soft materials, fingered Teletubbies, for instance, soft and fluffy and colorful. And well, shapes are curved and round. You get the picture. And they like sports and gaming, and it gives them vitality. So, well,
one little question,
yeah.
About the material.
Yeah.
A soft material for a remote control.
No, I'll get to that.
Okay.
You'll see.
Yeah. Thank you.
First off, let's start with the energy. I had a choice between a few different sources, mm-hmm. but the two basic sources that I found were the best possible were a battery versus kinetic. On kinetic, that's when you move something that gets energy. I figured, well, that's kind of high tech. When you have a remote control that, well, when you pick it up, it has power. That would be actually very nice. I figured, but we could also use a battery. That's
yeah, but when the power gets low, you have to shake it. Or
yeah. You just have to shake it around a bit, and then it has some more energy. Well, you could just go for a battery, or you could go for both.
Have you considered the option of using a solar panel?
Yeah, I actually did. But the thing is about solar panels, you have to have light, well, sunlight preferably. And you could use normal light, but you wouldn't get the same amount of energy that you would from a battery or something.
Yeah.
For ultimate use of a solar panel, you could use solar panels, but you'd have to implement them into the remote control, leaving you a bit less space for the interface.
Yeah, still
So
less space.
it was actually, I figured that, well, seeing that you'll always be within the distance of TV, and from TV there comes a whole bunch of light, so it would actually power itself from a TV, but you would just take up all the space and you wouldn't have the full amount of power actually used.
But you
So
prefer kinetic.
I prefer Kinetic because it's well, the costs aren't that much higher, and just a bit more high tech than a normal battery. I
Yeah,
mean,
but you don't move a remote
no,
too
but
much.
well, you pick it up and you press buttons and
And
well.
that's enough to keep the energy level
Yeah, well, actually it is, and
okay.
if it isn't, you just shake it a bit and it would power up again. But what like I said, you could use a battery that you just keep on recharging whenever it moves, and for rest you just juice on the battery.
And when the battery doesn't work, I usually shake it too, so
Exactly.
that's exactly the same. Thank
So
you, Tim.
well, furthermore, I checked the cases. We have different options concerning the cases. You simply had a basic standard model that was kind of square, and I figured that was a bit boring. So we could go for the single curve or the double curve. A single curve, it's just it's just a nice curve. But you could go in a double curve, and that's like several different dimensions. That gives you a whole new
Dynamic loop.
Yeah, that gives you a younger and more high tech look, I figured, but we'll discuss it later.
But are you going to draw?
What? You want me to draw?
Yeah.
In
Yeah.
3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I could show you.
Yeah.
I could show you. Well, let's say
Yeah.
let's say that's your standard
Design.
Yeah.
That's a bit your standard design, but you could actually go like something like this, and then in 3D effect you could go. So you just, yeah, this is difficult to. I didn't take a major in art, but you could have a whole new the back, like
Okay.
the depth. You could just play
Okay.
around a bit with. You don't have to use standard.
Oh, okay. A little artistic.
Yeah, you could at least more space for
Okay.
creativity.
Okay.
And that might be an idea, but just well. Furthermore, well, plastic versus rubber. We could choose what's better, plastic or rubber. I prefer rubber because it feels, yeah.
It's soft.
Yeah, it's soft, and
That's
I
the
like
material the
soft.
younger people want.
Yeah, I mean, plastic also has a cheap feeling to it. Like plastic, I usually associate plastic with something that's cheap, but that's maybe just me. But we could talk about it later. Furthermore, buttons, traditional or a touchscreen. Well, we discussed it in a previous meeting, so I figured I'll just leave it at LCD. And a chipset. Well, if we are going to use traditional buttons, we could go with a simple chipset. But if we decide to go on a LCD screen, we have to use an advanced chipset, and that would bring the necessary costs with it. So that's something we have to keep in mind. If it isn't manageable budget-wise, we'd have to go off to simple buttons.
Well, I think we're going to sell Dell 10 millions of them. So I bet a big company in Korea or Taiwan, like Samsung, can give us a big discount on the chips. So
Yeah, probably.
usually chips aren't more expensive than $1.
Yeah, probably, but
So
But yeah,
That shouldn't be a real
that
issue, I think.
shouldn't be that big an issue. Well, I just had a put a big summary here, so we could discuss it a bit. What are your ideas when concerning battery versus kinetic?
I think you should use kinetic as a backup.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
We should. Yeah,
combination.
combination. You use the battery and charge it up with kinetic. When you pick it up, it
Yeah,
charges up.
like an accu.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the watch from Seiko.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think? Agree?
I prefer both
Yeah,
to
both.
combine them.
Combining.
Oh, okay. Well, that would bring some more costs, but I mean, who cares, right? That's the project manager's problem.
50 cents battery here.
50 cents. Yeah, well, 50 cents. And then we have single curve versus double curve. Oh, that's
Well, maybe I have something in my presentation to cope with that.
okay. No, we'll just wait and plastic versus rubber.
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 Yeah.
Rubber.
Isn't it possible to make a combination? What kind of rubber is it? All bendable anymore, so you gotta sit there around. Or do you
I
have
figured
any
it would be rather
rubber
hard.
casing?
Rather hard,
Rubber.
yeah.
Yeah, this is a casing. Yeah, rubber casing because. Or if you use a touch screen, it's just the casing around it. So
Yeah.
you could go for plastic, but I figured
Yeah.
I would choose rubber.
Maybe I can ask it right now the question that I have. Is it possible, is it necessary to make a touch screen square? It isn't, I think.
Well, I don't know.
I
No.
think touch screens are generally square,
Yeah.
Yeah.
but it's the case you put around it that
But it
makes a
depends
shape.
on the electronics. So maybe we can.
Yeah, okay, but if you have a square LCD screen
Yeah.
and you put a case around it that has like bulbs or that covers part of the LCD screen,
Yeah, that would cover it. That would solve
that's
problems.
also
Yeah.
customizable and
Okay,
Yeah.
I get it.
So what are your opinions? Rubber or plastic? I prefer rubber.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
too? You sure? You
Well,
seem to hesitate a bit.
as long as it's firm and you don't
Yeah.
it's not bendable or something, I think that goes too far.
Yeah, it shouldn't flop over when you hold it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's called the chipset will hold it firmly in place, and
Okay.
an LCD screen will also.
Might even bounce back when you drop it on the floor.
Yeah, it might. Traditional versus LCD, well, I figured we're all set on that. And then also the simple versus advanced. Well, I figure if we go for LCD, we should have advanced.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay, well, that's my.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Can I wind it?
Yeah. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Bring it up.
Expert, Matt. Okay, last week I went to Paris and Milan for some trend watching for marketing. Our research and development department and I went to Paris and Milan. In Paris and Milan, we asked different people, differing in age and in income, the amount of money to spend, what they like in design and material nowadays. Findings. Our main audience, so that's people below 40, prefer the following. At first, the colors of fruit. Very basic colors, like Janus explained. Fresh colors, green, red, strawberry red, yellow, banana yellow. Considering material, yeah, they like spongy material, like yeah, SpongeBob, like soft material. Janus
Yeah.
mentioned it also. I think he did some findings himself.
Not
You
the Teletubby
you weren't in Paris. Okay, like this, like big,
Flashy.
flashy colors,
Yeah.
fresh. It's nice, I think. Okay, our secondary audience, people above 40 years in age, they like the dark traditional colors, materials like wood.
Yeah, but wood is not a material which you build a remote control
Oh, you could.
on. No,
Yeah, but
just
I've never seen one.
No, okay, but just a wooden
Case.
look.
Oh,
Yeah.
wouldn't do, yeah.
Like they have those fake panels on the floor. That isn't wood anyway.
Okay.
Okay. But that's our secondary audience,
Yeah.
so we decided to take the people below 40,
Yeah.
so this doesn't apply. Okay, the third. There are some overall thoughts about new remote controls. They have to look fancy. They should be technological innovative. That means there has to be fancy things in and easy to use, but that's common. My personal preferences. We have to aim at our main audience and therefore use fresh colors.
Would you prefer that you can choose the color of your remote control, or?
I'll come to that in a second point. Here, think about removable covers as in the mobile telephone market. Customize your own remote control. Like the Nokia,
Yeah.
removable covers, just put a red on
Okay.
it and go to the shop and buy a green one. A third, material being used could well be stuff like rubber. Two advantages, it fits within the current market trends and it adds safety to your remote when you drop it. So, to come back to your question, I think, and the people in Milan and Paris also think that the rubber should be pretty hard, like seen on regular mobile phones. Actually, they have a lot in common, the phones and
I actually saw a phone that you could use as a remote,
Yeah,
Maybe
okay.
you could use your remote as a phone.
Hey,
Hey,
that
Yeah.
may be next step.
Yeah, exactly. And my second sheet of personal preferences. We have to reconsider the speech function recognition. It's very innovative.
So that you say SPSS and it goes to
Yeah, like something.
Okay.
You can see that the market is just screaming for new technologies like speech recognition and stuff, but we have to keep the cost in mind, but
12-50, yeah.
it can be very expensive. Okay, second, building games like Snake or Tetris to amuse the younger users. Also the link with mobile phones.
Yeah, but you don't use that games when you're watching television.
Oh, but no, okay. But you don't use games when you're making a telephone call. Just the same.
When your parents are watching some boring program, you can take the remote and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When you're at college.
You take your remote
You go
control
to
with
school.
you.
You also take you take your iPad and go playing games. Well, I do that, but okay. And at third, I stick with it. The login functionality with the slogan "Take parental control to a new dimension." That's
Nice.
it.
Oh, God.
I agree.
Interface contents.
Well, it's just a simple PowerPoint mockup. I want to make it more dynamic for you, so I'll draw it there. But the main concept is take one big touch screen, always display the primary buttons clear and visible, maybe even like this with usage of a lot of space, and make the menu structure changeable. So if you press system, that yeah, well, multiple system options can maybe 5 or 10 or one can fit in, or maybe even a step further when you want to have some other options that are not programmable with one horizontal button, then other buttons can maybe displayed here if that's necessary. And well, how do we want to look if yeah, that's our remote look. Well, it's, you've got a hole in one hand, so the middle, like all remotes, has to be a little bit small, so you can put it in inside your hand. And some remotes you can use with your thumb, but I think that's too difficult for this one. So you can make it broader here than here, and maybe use your thumb on the main buttons, and use your other hand on the menu structure. So here are going to be the program buttons 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And the volume control and program control maybe. And down here, well yeah, this could be one big LCD menu structure. So you can use it in this way. One thing you've got to keep in mind, keep the remote clear of too much functions at the same time. Know that if you are changing the menu structure here, and well, I still believe you should keep displaying the buttons, but if you are programming the color of the TV, do not display 20 other options that are possible. Just keep it as simple as possible. And do not use too many levels. Do not have to select screen first and then brightness and then color and then plus and then push plus 20 times, but just in one button if possible. And well, you all know the TV levels, channel 1, 2, and when you get to 10 and want to go back, well, you have a problem. Just most modern TVs, you press 1, 0 and it goes to 10 and not to 1 and 0 after that. So a button less, and things like teletext, put them in the menu. Things like
what do you think about a back and forth knob button?
I was trying to tell it it's a volume plus and minus, and this is program plus and minus. So
yeah, okay, but that is for going from 4 to 5.
Yes.
But if you go from 2 to
or
8. Or
if you're watching See Your Sports on 17,
yeah,
and your
two.
Wife is watching
if
some
switch,
soap on
switch
2.
Easy.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea. But, well, my preference would to be put it in the menu structure. And if you're using that button a lot of times, well, of course, the menu will still be displayed on screen. You just don't have to play games in between. But if you're really switching between two channels, you won't have time to use the other options. Yeah, I already told that. Yeah, that's my conclusion.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can discuss a little about the three kind of revolutionary things Tim came with, the parental control, the games, and the voice recognition. There's not too much decision on that one, so I think the parental control is a good function to put in the remote. I don't know how you think about it.
Well, all you need is just put it in menu structures for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
properties.
What I see, how I see it is, you put it on the remote,
yeah,
and then you have like Windows log on screen with parents, children, something
yeah.
like that.
When
you want to use
yeah.
a parents option,
it has to be fast. You don't want to go down and watch the news at 8 o'clock and turn it on and wait 20 seconds for the log on screen and remember your code and all kinds
yeah.
of settings.
No, but I think most people find find it much more important that their children don't watch sex or violence on the television and wait 10 or 15 seconds longer so they can finally watch it because of
May
that.
use like Windows XP,
Yeah.
simple logon, you just push one
Yeah.
or two
P
or
push
three,
parents,
and if you push parents,
then you have
to log in.
code a 3-digit
Yeah, and if you
login,
put
like 213, and it's in.
And if you push children, and you don't have to
It
log
automatically
in, but
goes.
you can only watch children's channel. Okay.
I don't know if it's worth the time and effort we're going to spend on it, because well, it's a simple function, but it's going to take a lot of resources, a lot of time into programming, because you'll have to start working with the profiles and such. And I'm not sure if it's actually worth investing that much time and effort into it. I
Well,
don't
I
know what
think
you
that's
think.
a there's a big market for it because
Yeah.
you read many times in magazines and kind of stuff, you read on the news that
Why
they believe that children are influenced by television and well we're aiming to below 40 years, but there are a lot of people below 40 who have children in young age and who want them to not watch violence or
Well, maybe some idea on that. Just make the remote as is, but make an option to insert profiles, because if my
Yeah, of
granddad
course.
would buy this remote, he wouldn't want to bother with all the different
Yeah.
things to do. Just make it an option in the menu, install profile or something.
Yeah.
That's a better idea.
Yeah, it just has to be when it's delivered out of the store.
Yeah.
It has to be just simple, plain, but
Yeah.
if you want to install it personally, if I got kids and I could choose between two remote controls, one
Yeah, with and one without.
with parent control and one without, then I would buy the one with.
Well, still some question I have about how to incorporate it, because you're thinking about some channels they cannot see, but well, when I think we have all the standard channels and only maybe after 10 o'clock in the evening violent films and movies will come, and maybe some timing will be needed
Yeah.
instead of channels, because if you're watching I don't know, you're in a day cartoons will come up, or maybe Friday night I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it can work with ShowView. You
Oh.
can control your video recorder with
Yes.
ShowView. When you take in a number, it will start and end recording. But maybe there's some option that the kind of ShowView numbers are violent and that they are blocked up.
Yeah, the disadvantage is that someone who has sent all the ShowView numbers of
Yeah,
the programs that
that's
they
true.
do remote and have to decide.
Yeah, but that is impossible.
Well, if you want to, if we incorporate the parental control, let's say we do, well, what if a child just goes up to the TV and presses up, for instance?
Yeah.
Well, nobody is stopping the child from checking the channel.
Well, yeah, you could say that parental control is only, it will go from 40 to 16 at that age, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure because for that to
Yeah.
happen, you'll have to receive a signal from the remote control, so it would have to be constant signaling. But what may be better is to incorporate a separate device that you can program with the remote control, and that provides parental control, for instance. And that's just an optional device. So that's just besides the remote control, you'll have a separate.
I wouldn't put it in an optional device, and then it becomes too much, I think.
Yeah.
If we do it, we
And
must do it in a kind of way you said, like profile, parent profile, family
yeah, on a
profile, and
separate
otherwise.
menu option.
And you know, when you install another device, children can still go up to the TV, pop open the thing,
Yeah.
and
Yeah,
go to the channel.
that's true, but the same happens when you have the remote
Yeah,
control.
of course.
So.
But
difference is the people buying the remote control will now get added feature of parental control, and those
Yeah.
people wouldn't necessarily want it.
Yeah, okay. But it's just an added feature.
Okay, and what do you guys think of games in voice recognition? I personally think that becomes too much. It's more like a gadget or functionality.
In Mail 2.0, it's very popular to use voice recognition.
Yeah.
But I don't think when you're watching TV and have hearing a lot of noise from
yeah.
the TV,
yeah.
someone screaming, "Ah, one!" and your channel switches. So
yeah, like voice recognition is too much of it.
Okay, in games?
Games. In dog.
You
can't
yeah.
put it on the chip anyway, so
yeah.
that
doesn't
doesn't
as long as it isn't a primary feature of the remote.
Yeah, that doesn't cost a lot of extra resources.
So that will that must be in it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. So the games are in it, the voice recognition are not, and parental control are
optional.
Yeah, it's in it, but
how we do it?
I think so, but
well, I think also it's a good idea, but it's very difficult to incorporate, so we should make it too complex. It's
okay.
some manual function, which is parental control, and maybe profiles will emerge when you put it
yeah.
out. But how it's going to work, what will be important.
But will there, like the first ID from you can buy it without and with parental control, or? Are we going to put it in and just...
Yeah, I think best would be to put it in and make it a manual option.
Yeah,
you can
to put
it
in always.
Yeah.
And you can just, when you buy it, you can select personal preference, parental control on, and the password
yeah.
or something.
Well, I don't know. I figured if you had two different remotes, you could choose one with a receiver in it. So you could actually easily build in parental control, but it would be more expensive. So in that way, you could make a cheap model and an expensive model. Could I make a simple model and a deluxe model, for instance?
Oh.
Yeah, but TVs aren't capable of sending.
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were just...
Yeah.
You have some TVs.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, but most of them.
Yeah,
no.
That is true.
Maybe you just have to restrict it to what program. So the parent says you cannot watch channel 7, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
And you cannot watch all channels after 10 o'clock. And it's just some little clock.
Oh, yeah, you could easily.
Just some rules.
Yeah.
You could easily look at the remote control. But you still have the problem about the television itself.
No, it's very simple. I have seen some red remotes who have a clock in it.
Yeah.
So the remote doesn't transmit when it's.
Yeah, okay, but
clock.
On the TV,
yeah,
at least my TV,
there are
is a compartment that you can press.
Yeah.
There are buttons behind it,
yeah.
which you can use.
Well,
if you don't have a...
Pool is very blunt, that's not our problem. Just have the parents buy some
yeah.
glue and
yeah.
it's not part of the remote.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah, that would actually make things a lot more easy. You
yeah.
could just blame it on television.
Yeah.
Make it their problem.
Yeah.
I figure we could do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah
sure. I'm not sure what marketing thinks about it.
I have to consult my legal advisor.
Okay, so I think we have decided on the things that, from Janus, the energy combination between battery and kinetic. The case will be double curved and rubber in a flashy, fruity color. with cover is removable. The buttons will be touchscreen, but there may not be too many buttons. And in the menu structure, there must not to be 5 minutes to go. Too many levels, and it must be easy to use. The parental control will be incorporated, but it must be not too complex, and the games are in it. So, I think we have decided. Okay. A little more.
I have one thing left.
Yeah.
Maybe for Jeroen.
Yeah.
The views may maybe it's handy to build in an expert view and a simple view.
Like a mode or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in
well,
expert view you have.
Yeah, but you have that
what
in the.
What I was thinking about is just a menu structure. When you don't use it, it's simple.
Yeah.
And when you put system properties, entire list pops up with all kind of stuff you can pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's already incorporated
yeah.
a little in
well
that concept.
You could actually build in a function that you can program it yourself for the more advanced users.
Yeah. Which buttons you.
Yeah. Which buttons do you want in it? Because you
yeah.
can you can like build on a back forward button, and somebody would just want to watch two channels.
Yeah. Just leave the other numbers away.
Okay.
Yeah. You could have people want
we take it to the other meeting, okay?
Okay.
I have a little little chat to do and then we finish. I went to a master club and two things are can come in handy for us. First thing is we talked about knowledge management, knowledge engineering, and the fact that that the idea of knowledge and sharing and learning knowledge from other companies and so like that. It's very hot at the moment, so it's mostly for the management expert to look what other
marketing.
Or did I say
management?
Just talking about
yeah,
myself.
Okay, go on.
What other companies do also with the marketing campaign when they put on a new remote, just some import export. And another one, benchmarking, that's the word I saw. Okay, another thing is there was a survey and it came out that people like to buy things from a single large provider instead of those who are partnering with us. So we must bring it as if a real reaction is a. It's a big company, a trustful company, and
I know a marketing name for a product.
Okay.
R to the third power. R3, real reaction remote.
I had another idea to put the whole idea of real reaction and a single brand and that kind of thing. When you put on the remote, you see a kind of just like when you telephone, you see a little animation.
Yeah.
Real reaction remote. And now with the motto, we put fashion in electronics, and then you go.
Yeah, okay, but it has to be like a second because
yeah.
you have to put in a code
well,
also.
You can show somebody a logo for 0.5 seconds; they'll still remember it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it will linger on every time you see it.
The idea from this thing is that we must present it as we are a single large provider who is standing on our own.
Well, if you have an LCD screen, you can have a small logo at the
yeah.
bottom, and you could just stay
that
there.
Spins
yeah.
around.
Yeah,
that spins
yeah.
around or something.
Also, but we are.
It's just like a globe.
Yeah.
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 Okay, but
a small icon.
Yeah.
Think about that kind of things. That's
or
what they said in the master class.
For the next
in Geneva.
Cool.
Next meeting starts in 30 minutes, so maybe you can go to Paris and Milan once again.
Who gave you the master class?
The master class.
Donald Bate.
Friend Mendo.
Okay, thanks.
Very special. Next session. ID the industrial development center, the user interface will work together on a prototype, and we'll drawing it on the smart board. So that's a kind of new thing. And the marketing expert will be keeping busy with the product evaluation. But the most specific instructions will be sent to you by email.
So we're going to work together right now.
Yeah. Well, this is what I heard. I
master class.
Not in the master class.
Yeah.
So you just wait for the specific instructions. And, but I think it was a very very good session, gentlemen.
Me too.
I will thank you all.
Thank you.
And
thank you too.
Give me a good evaluation.
Okay, guys.
You wish.
Success.
Cheers.
Hey,
cheers.
Cheers. See you in a whole while. But keep an eye on your.
Yeah.
laptop
I'm not sure
for
if
a report.
we because I saw something about individual actions.
Yeah, but there's still my instructions that you will work together.
Yeah, here or?
That's not my problem.
No,
I got
no.
Stupid manager.
Project manager always.